Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
We have our final 12 on The Voice Australia. After weeks of blind auditions, battles and finals, The Voice goes live next week with Team Kelly, Guy, Delta and George each taking through three amazing artists. And now it's up to Australia to crown their winner as the final 12 go live next week. And here are my top picks to take out the crown. From Team Guy, Jack Vidgen.
Jack won Australia's Got Talent when he was just 14.
I know, so good. From Team Delta, the youngest male on The Voice, a 14-year-old Jordan Anthony.
He's 14.
He's actually my tip to win. But Delta has a double threat with a very talented musician, Daniel Shaw.
You like to think you're immune to the stuff. You know you might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
Oh, he's got that real Coldplay sort of vibe about it.
Yeah, he's a very authentic musician, and he composed that arrangement himself and played the piano while he sang. Fantastic. And Team George has also got a winner in his team, Diana Ruvis.
I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine, mine. And when my life is over,
what a voice.
They're just all sublime. Those are my top four anyway.
Okay, what about Kelly?
Team Kelly, yeah, well, she has three artists that are awesome, but they're very alternative, so I'm not sure that they're going to actually take the crown. But you know what? It could go anyway because it's open to everyone to vote now.
Taylor Swift is a huge cat lover, and she's adopted the adorable white fluffy kitten, which appeared in her Me music video, and named him Benjamin Button.
Aww.
She's also reportedly filed a trademark for all three of her cats, Meredith, Olivia and Benjamin Swift, so that no one can cash in on cat merch or branding with her favourite kitties.
That's hilarious. A new Matrix movie has been a hot rumour for years, but there may be some truth to the latest one. I know you're excited about this.
Can't wait.
Discussing Film says it has confirmed series directors the Wachowskis are on board to direct a new film. What could it be? Discussing Film also claims the new Matrix movie will start production in early 2020 in Chicago. It's also claimed it has been dubbed Project Ice Cream, and the original film's art director Hugh Baitup is on board. Warner Brothers will produce the film. Currently unknown whether the film will still be a reboot or will it be a sequel to the previous trilogy.
Now tell me, Keanu Reeves, is he on board?
He's always on board. He said he's always willing to work with any Matrix offshoots. And I just want to give you an update on his Time magazine poll. Nearly 90,000 signatures.
He's the man.
He is the man.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.